Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. For a long time, we have been hearing the screams of anguish from consumer organizations and politicians, especially the politicians, demanding that the government fix the food safety problem. Well, I'm here to say, yes, we can do better, and we should. However, to fix the problem will not be easy or cheap, and there will be some casualties. It's worth taking a look at a produce terminal market. I visited these markets. Small growers and large growers deliver their product in pickup trucks and two-ton trucks. Tons of produce is sold every day. Move it fast while it's fresh before it spoils. And some produce markets are huge, acres and acres in size, with all kinds of produce on display. Peppers and mangoes, lettuce, spinach, watermelons, tomatoes, and more. Sometimes product from different growers can be co-mingled, and product from different countries is also co-mingled sometimes. Distributors are selling, buyers are buying, and sometimes credit, and sometimes they use cash. Some buyers require records for traceability. Others don't. They don't have time. It costs too much money to handle all that paperwork. It is a madhouse. Well, improving traceability is going to cost the consumer, and it won't be free. I said there will be some casualties, too. Small producers may not be able to compete. Already, some distributors are buying direct from big produce farms, leaving the small pickup truck suppliers out in the cold. Now, think about the small farmers' markets that we're so familiar with. How much paperwork will they put up with? And I was in my local supermarket last week, and they featured tomatoes and melons and peaches and locally grown. Well, can all this be traced? Well, maybe. We'll see. The fact is, we have the safest food supply in the world now. We need to do a better job of improving traceability. The salmonella tomato problem this summer cost tomato growers millions, and now they believe that the problem wasn't even a tomato, but a pepper. Our food safety system is not perfect. In fact, it never will be. And let me ask, do you get up in the morning worrying that you won't be able to find any safe food to eat? Well, I didn't think so. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.